Okay, today is Daf Ayin Hey. We're actually on Ayin Hey. We're on Hashta. We're up to Hashta the Amar Rav Afilu Chatzar. Today we'll learn for today's the yard site of Nechama Landau's father, Yeshua, David Aryeh ben Yehoshua. Shabbat Shalom Aliyah. We'll learn Lila Nishmaso. So Hashta the Amar Rav. Now that Rav said Afilu Chatzar, that it doesn't make a difference if the Jew who has other Jews living in his chatzar, but they don't have access to the chatzar. In other words, they live. We had the configuration yesterday. They live behind the house that's exposed to the chatzar, or and then the chatzar chair with a guy, or there's a mavui that separates the Jew and the guy, and then the Jew is connected to the other Jews. It doesn't make a difference if it's a chatzar or a mavui. So the same halacha, hashda the amar rav afilu chatzar, time the katzavar aser lasas yachad b'makom oved kochavim. The reason is because you can't live with a guy. The fact that there are other Jews there, that's not really relevant. You can't live with a guy. Why? The Rashi reminds us because you're afraid that he's gonna kill you. Who knows? Or you can't make an erev with a guy because we don't want you staying there because it's dangerous. We don't let you make an erev. It's very uncomfortable. It's an uncomfortable situation not to have an erev. It'll be an incentive to leave. Amar Biosif, Ihachi, Hainu de Shemana Lele Rav Tavla. That's why, that now makes sense. I heard Rav Tavla make a comment. Damri said, Ovikachavim, Trey Zimni. Ovikachavim, always walking around, Ovikachavim. But Loya Dana, I don't know what he was talking about. That must be what he was talking about. So why did he say it twice? So second shot of Rashi is, once talking about a Mavoi, once talking about an Eruv. Just like this, you share with a guy, no Eruv, you share with a Chatzar. You share a mother with a guy, no Erev. You share a chatzar with a guy, no Erev. That's why he said it twice. According to the first pshat, I'm not sure what Rashi means by this. He says, Hashta devadai mefareish lemilsei derav havei. Mavi shetzido echad ovei kochavim ima arvin otso. I guess he said it twice, the emphasis that when you share the mavui, there is no Erev, no shittuf.
What's the reason?
Rashi says he's afraid he'll kill you. Kill you.
First line here.
Shlo yilmo, we shouldn't learn how to be a guy. Lefikach, lo yarvu elu imo. You can't make an eruv. Lo yishdamshu imo b'mavui. Kedei, in order shiyeh yachid, you should remain a yachid. V'yare min over kachavim shlo yahargenu.
Saying both reasons.
You're gonna learn, and he's gonna kill. I don't know. Okay.
That wasn't censored. That's okay.
That wasn't censored, right? Listen, even the Christians didn't like the pagans, right? So there's always somebody worse, right? Okay, now, this next Mishnah and this next impossible Gemara discusses a case where you have a chatzar inside another chatzar. The only way for the inner chatzar to get out to the street is to go through the outer chatzar, okay? So far, so good. That's the easy halacha. Okay. Now, the outer chatzar is viewed as part of the inner chatzar. Why? Because it's the only way they're getting out. The inner chatzar doesn't really have any. From their perspective, they don't really need the outer chatzar. They need it to get out. But the outer, there's different halachas. I think just reading the Mishnah, the Mishnah is going to have now seven cases. Seven halachas that are related to this case, where you have an inner chatzar and an outer chatzar. Okay? Case number one, here we go. Shtei chatzeros zu lifnei mizu. Two chatzars, one inside the other. Case number one. Irva hapanimis, if the inner chatzar made an erev among themselves, velo irva hachitzona, and the outer chatzar did not make an erev, okay? Hapanimi is muteris. The inner chatzar is mutter. Why is the inner chatzar mutter? Because they made an eruv, and technically they could stay there the whole Shabbos. They don't have to go out. They don't have to. Maybe there's a shul in there too. So they're good. They're good to go. However, hachitzona asura. The outer chatzar is asur. Why? They didn't make an eruv. Now that has nothing to do with inner and outer. It's very simple halacha. It's an aleph beis of eruv. They made an eruv. They're good to go. The outer chatzar did not make an eruv. They can't carry in their chatzar. Right, it's a Gzeri Derabanan. If we let you carry here, maybe you'll carry in Rosh Hashanah. Right? Easy. Now comes the hard cases. Hachitzona. What if the outer chatzah made an Eruv? Velo Pnimiya. but the inner chatzar didn't make an eruv. The answer is shtehen asuros. They're both usher. Why are they both usher? The inner chatzar is usher because it didn't make an eruv. Very simple. Why is the outer chatzar usher? The answer is because it didn't include the inner chatzar. Since the outer inner chatzar has rights through the outer chatzar, how could you make an eruv and not include them? You have to include them. They're a little bit like part of your chatzar. Make sense? Good? Good. Next. Three. Erva Zula. What if each one made their own Erev? Okay? Each one made their own Erev. There's a three-way machlokas, what the halacha is in this case. Okay? Number one is this Tanakama. Zumu teres b'fnei atzma, v'zumu teres b'fnei atzma. Inner chatzar can carry, the outer chatzar can carry. I would just said a minute ago that they didn't. How could that be? It didn't include the inner chatzar. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Okay, Beis. Second one is Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva, no. Osir hachitona. The outer chatzar cannot carry in there. Why? She drisas regel osarta. Because the fact that the inner chatzar has rights to walk through the outer chatzar, they had to be included. Since they weren't included, the outer chatzar is aser. The inner chatzar, they're good. They made their own erev, they're good to go. They could stay there the whole Shabbos. The outer chatzar, how can they not include the inner chatzar? Now, what would the Tanakhama argue on that, right? So we have to, I said, the Gemara is going to, what kind of, how could they say that? Right?
The outer is not dependent on the inner.
That's exactly why, that's right. But the inner, correct, but the inner has rights in the outer, by definition. So they're sort of like a member of the outer. How could the outer make an Erev and not include the inner? Since they did that, says Rebbe Akiva, they're Aser. There's no Erev. It's not an Erev. Three, V'chachamim Omrim, Ein Drisas HaRegel Osarta. No, the fact that you have rights to walk through doesn't Aser. At first blush, that's same as Tanakhama. So Gemara's going to ask that also. Okay? That's case number three. Case number four. Shachach Echad Min Achitzona. If somebody in the outer chatzar forgot, velo Erev, and he forgot to make an Erev, Sapnimius Muteres. The Pnimius is Muter. Why? Who needs them? They made an Erev, they're good to go. The Achitzona Asura. The outer chatzar is Asur. Why? They. What? Yeah, it's not complete, exactly. Number five. Min apnimius velo erev. If someone in the inner chatzar didn't make an erev, shtehen asuros. They're both asur. Why are they both asur? Well, the pnimius is asur because they didn't make an erev. And the chitzonis is asur because they didn't include the pnimius. Right? Very simple. Okay. Number six. Nasnu eruvon b'makom. Echad, if they put the Erev in one place, says Rashi, the Gemara is going to say that means it's in the outer chatzar. Why is it? Why is that one place? Because that's the place where they're both going to go. Again, there's no reason why the outer people should go to the inner chatzar. There's no reason to go there. There's no reason to be there. Except to visit some friends, they have no reason to be there. The inner has to go to the outer to get out. So it makes sense to put the Erev, where should the Erev physically be? In the outer. Okay? So Nasnu Eruvim Vakom Echad, Vishachach. And somebody forgot to join. V'shachach echad, b'emen apnimios, b'emen achitzonios, v'lo erev, he doesn't make an erev, shtei en asuros. They're both asur. It doesn't matter which one. Why? You don't have a complete erev. And the Gemara is going to say, really, that they can do bittel, obviously. Which is what we've been saying, oh, we're done, but assuming you don't do that. And case number seven, im ha'yu shel yechidim, if the erev was, only yechidim lived here, the Gemara is going to, how many people is that? One person lives in the inner, one person lives in the outer. It's not a... Right? Well, the Gemara will discuss it. And on Tzrikhan Al-Arif, you don't have to make an Erev at all. Okay? Good. Okay, excellent. Now, here we go. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amr Rav Yanai. When Rav Dimi came, he said in the name of Rav Yanai, the beginning of the Mishnah, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva, right? the Amar who said, Afilu regel hamuteres bimkoma, asura shalom bimkoma. Even a person who's mutter in his own place can aser the other place. In other words, a panimi person who's mutter to walk in his own chatzar can aser the outer chatzar. Which makes sense. Why? Because the panimi doesn't need the outer, so they're good to go. They can carry all they want in there, chatzar. They can aser the outer chatzar. Why? Because they're considered like they're included. They're like they're a member. Okay? Fine. Aval chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, Kishem sheregel hamuteres eina oseres. Just like a mutter person does not aser an aser person. Right? I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Kishem sheregel hamuteres. A person in the inner chatzar who is mutter, eina oseres, does not aser the outer chatzar, right? Remember what we said. In case number three was, each one made their own eruv. What did the Chachamim say? The inner doesn't aser the outer. Rabbi Akiva said they do. Right? Why not? We said it doesn't make any sense. It's taka true that the inner chatzar should aser. Right? It should. He says it doesn't. Right, we said the Hakam, and then we said that the Tanakam and the Chacham are really the same Shita. So the Gemara is treating it as if it's the same Shita. That what? That the inner doesn't aser the outer. Now, Rabbi Akiva holds, the inner does aser the outer. Right? So what did the Chacham say? So, Kiyosar of Dimi Omar, Rabbi Yanai, Zu Divir Rabbi Akiva. The beginning of the Mishnah, not case number three. Case number two. What was case number two? Case number two was, that the Chitzona, if the outer chatzar made an eruv, but the inner chatzar did not make an eruv, right? They're both aser. Says Rav Yanai, that's only Rabbi Akiva. It's only Rabbi Akiva who said that, right? Aval chachamim omrim kishem sheregel muteres eina oseres. Just like the regel has mutter does not aser. Kach haregel hasura eino oseres. So if the panimi did not make an eruv, they can't carry here. So they don't ask for the outside eruv. That makes sense? Again, I know it sounds so difficult. What?
He's speaking in like
codes. Trying to give you a case.
No, he's not. Again, case number two. What was case number two? No, that's what case number three. Case number three was, the inner made their own chatzar, the inner made their own Erev, the outer made their own Erev. What's the halacha? It's a machlokes. According to Rabbi Akiva, can the outer people carry? No, why not? Because the inner asks the outer. Now, can the inner carry within their own chatzar? Yes, because they made an Erev. Right? So even though the inner chatzar can carry in their own Erev, they still ask the outside chatzar. Chacham said, no, they don't. Right? They don't. Now, let's do case number two. Case number two was, the inner chatzar did not make an eruv. But the outer chatzar did. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said they're both aser. Why are they both aser? Well, the inner's aser because they didn't make an eruv. Why is the outer aser? Because the inner aser is the outer. Says Rav Yanai. That can only be Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim allowed, in a mutter case, in a case where it's mutter, they don't aser the outer. So in a case where it's aser, for sure they're not going to aser the outer. That's what Rabbi Yanai said. Totally said. Right? Rabbi Dibi said the name of Rabbi Yanai. Okay? Good?
Fair.
What?
Fair.
Now, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, this is case number two. Erev Chitzona, if the outer made an Erev, velo pnimius, but not the inner, stay in Asuros, they're both Aser. Okay, they're both usher. Now, Mani, who said that? Elam Rabbi Akiva. If it was Rabbi Akiva, my area. My area Asura. Why does the inner, what, my area regal Asura? Why does the inner chatzah have to be usher? I feel a regal mutaris nami. Even, right? Even if it's mutter, he holds the outer chatzah's usher. El alav Rabbanan. Therefore, it must be the Rabbanan. It must be the Rabbanan. This is the proof. It must be that it's a kash on him. Sorry, it must be it's a kash on him. It must be that it's talking about the Rabbanan. And they hold that even though, yes, if the inner chatzah has its mutter, then they don't asa the outer. But if the inner chatzah is usher, they do asa the outer. Against what Rabbi and Rabbi Yonai said. So the Gemara answers, no. La'olam Rabbi Akiva. Falozu azu k'tani. That's all. Falozu azu. There's no chiddush at all. Said it anyway. So it's not a kasha on them. Okay? You got that? Okay. Good? Make sense? In other words, case number two says, even though the inner chatzar is asr, they asr the outer chatzar. Now, if the inner chatzar is mutter, they also asr the outer chatzar. Why do you have to say that? Lozu asr, you're right, it's not a chiddush, I said it anyway. You're right, it's not a chiddush. Okay, now, Tanan, Mishnah, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, okay, this is impossible, Erva Zula Atma Vazula Atma, this is case number three. Zula Atma Vazula Atma, Zuma Teres Vizne Atma, Vazuma Teres Vizne Atma. Each one's mutter on their own. Who said that? Correct. Right. Taima, why is that true? The Erva, because they both made Eruvs. Hello, Erva. What if they wouldn't have made Eruvs?
They joined.
What? No, they didn't join. Each one made their own. Right? Each one made their own. Irva. Hello, Irva. What if they wouldn't have joined? Right? Shtei and Asuros. Then they'd both be Usher. Right? They'd both be Usher. Why would they both be? It's a diuk. It's an implication. If the inner one did not, they'd both be Usher. Now, Rabbi Yonai said that's not true. Taima. I'm sorry. Hello, Irva. If the inner one would not have joined, Shtei and Asuros, they're both Usher. But they would be both Usher to get into Diyuk. The high ha Tana, right? The Omar, Regel Hamuteres Eina Oseres. If the Regel is Mutter, it doesn't Aser. Regel Hasur Oseres? So if it's Aser, it does Aser? Mani, who said that? Mani ha, who said that? Ilem Rabbi Akiva, that can't be right. Afilu Regel Hamuteres Nami. Even a Mutter Regel Aser is an Aser Regel. El Alav Rabbanan, he must be the Rabbanan. And what? Rav Dimi's wrong. So the Gemara answers, but another kasha. Rabbi Akiva, Reisha Lav Rabbi Akiva? Well, case number two is not Rabbi Akiva. That's a difficult question because case number three has a three of Machlopis in it. So then you say, well, if this one's Rabbi Akiva, the other one's no, but this one has a three of Machlopis. So I'm not sure about that question. But anyway, the answer is like this. Kula Rabbi Akiva hi. No. The whole thing was Rabbi Akiva. And the Chesure Mechzer Ravahachi Ketani. It's missing words. Here's how now we'll make it make sense. Ir Vazula Atma Vazula Atma. If Isha makes their own Erev, Zumataz with the Atma, Vazumataz with the Atma. They put all Mutter. Now we're going to now adding words. When is that true? Sha'atza Sadaka. That's only if you made a door. But making a door and closing the door and locking the door, the inner Chatzar says, we're not going to go through the Chatzar on Shabbos. It's going to be a very cold, rainy Shabbos. We have a shul. We're all good to go. We don't need to go outside. So we're closing the door, we're locking the door, for whatever reason, we're not going out. We're staying over here. Avalos is a daka, but if not, that's not the case, then chitzon asura. Then the outer chatzah will be usher. Why will the outer chatzah be usher? Because they didn't include the inner chatzah. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva. Why? Rabbi Akiva, that if they closed, locked the door, what do you mean they didn't include them? They're like they're in China. They locked the door, they're not coming out. Rabbi Akiva oser es hachitzona b'bnei dris es haregel oseres. Right? Rabbi Akiva holds.
He doesn't care about the door.
He doesn't care. No, if there's no door. If there's no door, you have huge problems. If there's no door, you have huge problems because the outer chatzah didn't include the inner chatzah. V'chacham amrim, no. Ein dris es haregel oseres. Not true. The inner chatzah will not answer the outer chatzah. Very simple. That's the machlokas. Now, Masif of Bibi Barabaya.
But that's when the inner chatzah is fine.
Correct. That's how we changed it to make it make sense, to make it fit like that. Vim ha'yusha yichidim, and then what was the last case number seven was if they're all yichidim, ain't tzrichin la'arev. You don't have to make an Eruv. Hushal Rabim, Tzichin L'Arev. What if it's a Rabim? Meaning more than one person? You do have to make an Eruv. Alma, what do you see from here? Regel Hamuteres Bimkoma, Eina Oseres. Amutu Regel doesn't Aser, but Regel Hasur Oseres. But an Aser one does Aser. If we can't carry here, we Aser you. For Ode, Shachach Echad Minachitona, below Eir of Apanimus. Sorry, Shachach Echad Minachitona. If somebody's out of Chatzar forgot, below Eir didn't join, Hapanimus Muteres, Vachitona Asura. Right? Shachach Echad Minachitona, below Eir, Sharon Asuros. They're all Aser. Why? Taima, why? The Shachach. Because they forgot. Hello, Shachach, stay in Muteres. And if they wouldn't have forgotten, it'd all be good. That's not like Rabbi Akiva. Right? Alma. Regal HaMuteres, Eina Oseres, Regal HaSur Oseres. Even according to the Chachamim. Against Rav Dimi and Rav Yanai. So the Gemara answers, Elok, Yasser Rav, and Amar Rav Yanai, Gimel Machlokas Padavar. The only way to make it make sense now, there's three machlokas. Actually, there are three people in this Mishnah, three Tanoim. Tanakamasavar Oseris. The Mutter Regel doesn't Aser. Regel Hasur Oseris. But an Aser Regel does Aser. Does everyone know what that means? A Mutter Regel doesn't Aser and an Aser Regel does Aser. What that means is as follows. A Mutter Regel means that the Panemis has an Eruv. They have their own Eruv. So they're Mutter to walk around all day long. They have the ability. Regel. What? Regel HaMutzeres, Eino Oseres. They cannot ask the outer chatzar if the outer chatzar didn't include them.
Right.
What's the svar for that? I have no clue.
Separate Eruvs.
Yeah. Why should the whether or not the inner chatzar has an Eruv or not affect the outer chatzar's ability to get ruined by not including the inner? I don't know. But that's what Tanakhama holds. Regel HaSur Oseres. If the inner chatzar doesn't have an Eruv, then they mess up the outer chatzar. Rabbi Akiva Savar? No. I feel regal hamuteris oseris. Even if the inner chatzar has an Eruv, they ruin the outer chatzar.
If they weren't included.
And Rabbana Batzrai Savri, the third one, says, Kishem she regal hamuteris ain't oseris, kach regal hasura ain't oseris. Never asers. Okay? Now, if you go through that all the entire Gemara again, 6 or 7 times, or 29 or 30 times, then I think it would make much more sense.
Thank you.
Okay, next. Nasno Eruv b'makom echad. They put the Eruv in one place, the Mishnah said. V'shach ha'chachem b'napim b'napinim yet. My makom echad. What does it mean, makom echad? I gave you the answer. I said it meant the outer chatzar. My makom echad. Simon, chitona, atzma, v'besich, hidar, ravina, delo, meshakech, b'fnim. Amar, v'hudam, arav, chitona. It means the outer chatzar. So, omay karile makom echad. Why is that called makom echad? Because it's makom hamiyuchad l'shtehen. It's the place that's miyuchad to both of them. Okay? Tanya mihachi. We actually have a brayse that supports that. Nasnu eruvan b'chitzona. If you put the eruv in the outer. Nasnu eruvan b'chitzona. If you put the eruv in the outer. V'shachach echad b'emen achitzona b'emen apinimios below erev. Shtehen asuros. They're both asur. That's clear. Nasnu eruvan b'pinimis. What if you put it on the inner one? It's not the optimum place, but you did it. V'shachach echad b'emen apinimios below. V'shachach echad b'emen apinimios below erev. Shtehen asuros. Menachitzona below erev. If you someone from the outer chatzar forgot, shtehen asuros divrei Rabbi Akiva. Right? Rabbi Akiva holds they're both aser. Okay? Again, if you put the Eruv in the inner chatzar, and a member of the inner chatzar forgot to make an Eruv, they're both Aser. Why are they both Aser? Right? Well, the inner chatzar is Aser because they don't have an Eruv, and the outer chatzar is they don't have an Eruv. You left somebody out. What about the reverse case? Minachitzona. Somebody from the Eruv, this is very important. The Eruv is in the inner chatzar. The Eruv is in the inner chatzar, not the optimum place to do it. And a guy in the outer chatzar forgot. So what's the story now? That's the case. So, Minachitona v'l'Eruv, Shtehen Asuros Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, they're both Aser. No, nothing changed. According to Rabbi Akiva, nothing changed. V'chachamim omrim, no. Bezu, in this case, Pnimius Muteres, V'chitona Asura. The inner is good, the outer is no good. What's going on? Omar le Rabba bar Chanan labaya Maishna le Rabbanan davar pinimis muteres. Why is the inner chatzar good according to the Rabbanan? I'll tell you why. Mishum dechada dasha umishdamsha. Because the inner chatzar will close the door and tell the outer chatzar, have a nice Shabbos without an Erev. We're good to go over here. Have a very nice, lovely Shabbos. One of you guys forgot. Two. What should that affect us? So Rabbi Akiva nami tichad dasha umishdamsha. Why can't Rabbi Akiva say the same thing? Let them close the door and tell them, wish them a good Shabbos. Like, why does Rabbi Akiva hold not like that?
Listen,
the guy
in the
Arab
forgot not
joining
the which Arab, in the outer one's
Arab,
or he forgot to join in the
inter
Chatzar
Arab, or you don't know.
They made one
Arab, I think.
Yeah, this last thing,
look,
they made one
Arab.
They
made an Arab together. Like so maybe they did that.
They did.
Right.
You didn't join in the inter
Chatzar. Correct, that's what it sounds like. So why can't Rabbi Akiva hold that? So Amalei, Arab Margile, what are you talking about? How could they say that? There's an Arab sitting here. There's an Arab sitting here in the shul. What do you mean? What do you mean? Close the door, have a good Shabbos. How could you say that? There's an Arab here. Can't say that. Now, that's actually a good point, no? So the Rabbanan Nami, how could the Rabbanan say, oh, we're going to close the door, have a good Shabbos? There's an Arab sitting here in the shul. How can they say that? So the Amrulay, the answer is, because the inner chatzar is going to say to the outer chatzar, we made an Arab to benefit us, not to ruin us. One of your guys is a shlomazel. He forgot to join an Arab. Why should we don't want to be ruined and now we can't carry in our chatzar? No, we'll close the door. Wish you a good Shabbos.
So everybody is based on the inside, but then you're shutting the door.
Exactly. So Rabbi Akiva Nami Tema Lutakuri Lishitifasech below La Vasi. So Rabbi Akiva, they can say the same thing. They can say the same thing. Right, so what they're doing is they're being not right. They're saying, okay, since we're in the inner, the fact that one of you people forgot doesn't harm us, so we'll close the door and wish you a good Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva's like, you can't do that because the air is sitting here. How could you do that? So the answer is, with this air over here to benefit us, not to ruin it for us. We only made an air, it should be better for us. Not to ruin it. So now that it's ruined because the outer chatzar ruined it, we'll close the door and forget them. It's a little bit harsh, a little bit mean, but when we're wrong with halachically, what's the issue? So why didn't Rabbi Akiva bite into that? The answer is the umrulay, because the outer one will say to the inner one, why do you have to be so... Now, I'm not trying to read this. Mivatlin and lach rishusi. Right? Why don't you just be mivatlin the rishus to us? Right? Then the whole problem is solved. Right.
You can just say, oh, you forgot the Arab, we're closing your door, we're all good.
No, so you can't do that in a real chatzar. You have a chatzar with five houses, how do you do that?
But I'm saying, it works the same way.
So here you have a funny case.
You can't, your door's closed, right. We don't have a problem.
So here you have a funny case of the inner and outer. So by the way, you say a good point. But the answer is, not close the door, just do bittul.
I say, but
that's all.
You didn't want to do bittul.
So that's the Gemara's answer. Right? Just do bittul. And look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'chi amar Rabbi Akiva pnimis asura." When does Rabbi Akiva say the inner is asur? Ad shetavata lechitzona rishus haregel ir v'kamar. In other words, Rabbi Akiva says asur until someone does bittul. That's the real answer. V'rabbanan. What about the Rabbanan? No. Ain bittul rishus mechatzal lechatzal. You can't do a bittul rishus from one chatzar to another chatzar. You can do it in the same chatzar, right? Five guys living together, one guy forgot to make an error. Let him do bittul. You can't close off his house, right? That's what you're suggesting. That you can't do that. Why you can't do that? I'm not sure what.
I'm saying that's what they seem to be doing.
So when there's two chatzars going one into the other, you can just shut the door and exclude them. Rabbi Akiva didn't want to do that because the error is sitting right here. What do you mean we're shutting the door? Well, the Arab was only there to benefit you, not to harm you. Right? Back and forth. So what's the answer? What's the final answer here? What's the machlokas about? The whole machlokas boils down to one thing. Can you be mevatel your rishus in another chatzar? Can the inner people say, we're mevatel our rishus to the outer chatzar, so they can carry? Or the other way around. Either direction. Rabbi Akiva says yes. And the Chacham say no. That's the whole machlokas here. In this situation, we have an outer and an inner, and somebody forgot, right? That's all boils down to that one question. That's an old machlokas. Mm-hmm. We had that already. Right? So now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Shmuel, for Rabbi Yochanan, they plucked the Rabban of Rabbi Akiva Kamiflagi. That this machlokas now between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is really the same machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. What? Right, because it's still later.
Exactly.
I know. The Shmuel Amar Rabbi Akiva. In other words, they argue about an old machloka. So the Gemara answers, no. Amalach Shmuel could say to you, Anad the Amri Afilu Rabbi Akiva. I really hold up Rabbi Akiva. Shmuel who held, you're not allowed to be Mevatel Rishos Bechatzer L'Chatzer, could hold up Rabbi Akiva. Why? Amalach Shmuel. When does Rabbi Akiva allow it? Only here, where the chatzar asks each other. Only in that case does he hold like that. Abul Hasam, Kikab Asan Adadi? But you have Stam, two chatzars that don't ask each other. Then Rabbi Akiva never would have said this. He never would have agreed that if two chatzars could ask each other, the two chatzers can be mevatel rishus from chatzer to chatzer if they don't ask each other. Two neighboring chatzers don't ask each other. He never would have said that. That's like I hold you cannot do it. And there's one particular case where the chatzers ask each other, then he agrees. That's the only thing. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and Amar Filo Rabbanan. I hold, really, you can be mevatel rishus from chatzer to chatzer. But here he said you can't. Why? Ah, kan lakar rabbanan hacha el de amrila. Because the chatzar says to the other one, if you don't do bittul, our whole Shabbos is ruined. Right? If you don't do bittul, our Shabbos is ruined. Why? Because there's a bris going on, and we need to carry, blah, 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 and there's no eruv. So if you don't do bittul, we're ruined. Aval hasam, mika asriyala, but in a normal case, with a normal two chatzars, in two normal chatzars, there's no bittul. There's no ossering each other. There's no ossering each other. So if there's no ossering each other, why can't you do bittul? Does that make sense? Wait, did I just say that right? Ad kan lo kam rabbanan hacha el de amri la. El de amri la, the inner one said to the outer one. Ad dem avat lusli ka ossri ala. Right? Rashi says, ba'od shalo batlasa. As long as you don't do bittul, at asart alai. You ruin it for us. Hilkach, dal ant. Right, get away. V'dal b'tulach, d'lo b'inale. I don't need you. I don't need your bittel. Aval hasam mika asriela. But in general, that's not an issue. Therefore I hold. You can't be mevatel rishus from one to the other because there's no iser. Okay. Next, v'mayisha yichidim. If it was a private people, you don't need to make an eruv at all. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Tani Rabbi. Rebbe taught Hayu Gimel Asurin. If there are three people, it's a problem. How are the three people divided up? Any way you want. One and two, two and one, doesn't matter. Rashi says, Bein Beis Chatzeros Osrin, Volomi Baya, and for sure, Shnayim Bepinimius, to have a regular Asura, if two on the inside, they have to make their own Erev. There's already two people. El Afilu Shnayim Bechitona Asur, fine. Amalu Rav Bibi, so Rav Bibi says, no. Lo tatzitzule, don't say that. Ana amrisu nehili mishmei de Rav Ada bar Ava. I said over something in the name of Ada bar Ava. Amrisu nehili hova ani korban rabim bechitzona. In other words, Rav Yosef mixed up the word rabim with the word Rebbe. Amal Rav Yosef, mori davram. Oh my goodness. Rabim be Rebbe achlifli? I made a mistake. He lost his learning. He forgot his learning. He was trying to relearn his learning. And he made a mistake between the word Rabin and the word Rebbe. So, in other words, when we started off, this is Amar Yosef, Tani Rebbe. That's not accurate. Not that Rebbe taught. Tani, Rabin. If it's a Rabin, right, then it's a different halacha. Not that Rebbe said it, but it's a Rabin.
Tani, Rabin, how do you give him a lesson?
Tani, we learned. Rabin. Right? Rabbi, meaning three people. Not that Rebbe said it. A rabbi means three people. Ushmul Amar, Lola Muteret, Achi, Shnaim Bifnim, Bechet Bechitona. No, you have to have two in the inner and one in the outer. Amar Belazar, V'nachri, Harehu Karabim. A Nachri has the status of a rabbim. What does that mean? Nachri has the status of a rabbim. That if a Nachri is there, then you have to make an Eruv just like a rabbim. Why? For the same reasons. We don't want the Jew staying there, right? Okay. Maishna Yisrael Dolo Asar. Why if there are two Jews, it wouldn't be a problem? The answer is, Daman Diyada Yada. The people that know the situation, they know. Only two people here. You don't need an Eruv. Uman Dolo Yada Safar Eruv Eruv. And if you don't know, then they don't know. They think they made an Eruv. Nachri Nami. Amrinan Diyada Yada Dolo Yada Safar Aguri Ogur. Same thing with a guy. If they know, they know. If they don't know, they don't know anything anyway. What if they know? What are they going to think? Oh, they bought it from them. They rented it from the guy. So that's why they have an error. They rented the space. So the guy says, no, that's not a good answer. Kastam Nachri, I asi ugur meifapoi. If he got money, he's going to broadcast it. Look at those stupid Jews. They paid me. So since it doesn't happen, obviously, they didn't rent it, and then it's a problem. Okay, let's do one more line. It's an impossible Gemara here. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Yud Batim Zu Bifnim Mizu. There's ten houses going one into the other. Right? Pinimi knows it as a Ruba Vadayo. The only one who has to make an Erev is the tenth one, the inner one. Why? Because each one of the other nine is considered an entranceway for the other nine. So an entranceway is you don't have to make an Erev. It's just an entranceway, really. The one furthest away. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Chitzon. Afilu Chitzon. Even the outer one. Chitzon Beisharu. Why? The outer one is just a Beisharu. It's just an entranceway. No, Chitzon Shel Pnimi. In other words, number nine. Number nine also has to make an Eruv. But my Kenifligi, what are they arguing in? Marsav Ashmul holds Beishar Diachid Shema Beishar. A Beishar for one person is called a Beishar. But Marsav Rabbi Yochanan holds Lav Shema Beishar. It's not called a Beishar because it only services one person. Therefore, number nine also has to make an Eruv. All right, we'll stop. That's hard. We'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.